Welcome back here to the Sanford Center, our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Wisconsin wins today by the final score of 5-1 as Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Jim, in that first period, it seemed like they were just getting behind your defense. They were getting between your defense. Once you were able to shore that up a little bit, things got a little bit better, didn't they?
Yeah, in terms of certainly in terms of the score, Schulte, but you know, in reality, our first period in terms of how we played was pretty good. We had a great start. We were you know, getting pucks to the net. You know, that first 10 minutes, you know, they did not zone time us at all. But then you're right. We Paige Anderson gets her stick on the puck, and she deflects it. We kind of, you know, two forwards kind of move up, and it was just the way the play transition there. Their gal just went shooting through the middle, and of course they hit her, and that's their first goal. You know, the second goal, you let 19, you know, 200 and whatever points cut across, and you know she's going to be deadly from there. Yeah, but then after that, again the long stretch pass got behind us. You know, it was just frustrating because I thought overall in terms of how we played the first period wasn't bad. Here you're down 4-0. But after that second, third, I thought we certainly got zone timed a lot more. They had the puck in our zone a lot more, you know, and then Hannah has come up with almost 50 saves again.
Two games and 100 saves. That's to the point now of not being a fluke anymore, is it? I mean, she's just that good.
Boy, she played really well. Could have been easy for her after the first period but to, you know, throw up the white flag, but she didn't. She just kept battling. I know she was mad at herself after the fifth goal, but, she, again, gave us a chance.
The one you got there, Lydia Passold, I think from the time she released the puck until the time that her arms went up into the air, it seemed like an eternity. You got to get traffic on goalies at this level, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we got to get more pucks to net. You know, we created some chances. You know, she had to make some nice saves for him, but just not enough. And again, and we did actually get a couple of, at least on the power play, we had a couple of second chance opportunities too, but... Again, we've got to find ways to get more pucks to the net and then find, you know, get traffic exactly like you said, Schulze.
How much of your message to your team in the second intermission was not only for today but also planting the seed for tomorrow?
Well, it's always. I mean, we went in there and said, look, it's 0-0. We just got to reset. It's a 0-0 period. Let's go out and try to win this period. You know, we talked about the things we needed to do in terms of trying to shore up this, you know, trying to get more puck pressure so, you know, they can't, first of all, make that pass. But then also being aware of what their forwards were doing, not puck watching, and not getting trapped on the outside, letting them go through the middle. So, you know, that was the message. But again, it was 0-0, and let's go out and play it that way.
See you tomorrow, Coach.
Thank you.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show today. Wisconsin with a 5-1 win today.